In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The sun is on the western horizon. Just as the day now tips toward night, the year tips toward winter. Soon we will be in the season of Advent, a time of reflection before Christmas. But this feast day, All Saints, is a day for remembering and rejoicing in good things, even as we steer into the cold of winter. All Saints reveals to us something about ourselves. It holds up a mirror. But this mirror shows us an image we do not recognize. What we see in that mirror is beautiful, too beautiful for our darkened eyes to fully believe. It is a saint. We cannot believe because our experience of ourselves is often pain. This pain ranges from the ordinary frictions of life to those deep-rooted sorrows and shames that threaten to engulf us completely. It is a pain we do not like to contemplate. It is a pain that we have 1,000 stratagems to avoid. And yet it is not a pain that we can ignore, staring into the face of holiness. It surges up inside of us, rejecting what we see in the mirror of this feast. The news of All Saints is too good. It does not match what we know of ourselves and of our world. So how do we learn to believe? Our collect refers to the unspeakable joys prepared for those who truly love God. But joys that cannot be spoken, what use are they to us now? Eternity cannot be comprehended through the glass darkly of time. Its joys are unspeakable because they are senseless in a world like ours. Meanwhile, this feast day, All Saints, we stare into that radiant mirror. We are still not sure what we are looking at. Who is this saint we are supposed to be? What peace have they found? What victory have they achieved that bears them over the tide of sin and bitterness that washes through our lives? It seems the gulf between us cannot be crossed. We are left in the embers of our pain and defeat. But if we continue to gaze in the mirror, we see more. The sight of holiness is despair for the proud, but once our perception is cleansed by humility, we begin to make out its features. What we now see in the mirror of All Saints is Jesus Christ. A couple Sundays ago, my daughter found Father Nevada's sermon less than riveting. So she picked up the pad of paper and bag of crayons from the back of the pew. And to her dismay, some child in a previous service had gone through the entire pad and left a quick doodle or scribble in pencil on each one of the remaining pages. This made her mad. But if she wanted to color, she really didn't have any choice but to work with the paper in front of her. The first paper slip had the characteristic hooked upside-down L of a game of hangman that never happened. She took that spare gallows shape and integrated it into a new design in purple and blue. The second page had a little drawing of an animal. She carefully cut the animal out of the page and colored around the negative space. The third page had a dinosaur, and she took scissors and crayons to it too. As Father Nevada offered the Eucharistic prayers, Margot held up to me her handful and whispered, "Look, confetti." God makes beautiful the lives of his saints. Some parts he integrates into his design. Some parts he shears out. And some parts he makes into something completely new. It is a mysterious process. But the assurance of it is Christ himself. And Christ is made known in the faithfulness of his saints. Through them, the rays of his unspeakable joy have fallen deep into our sunken world and our sunken hearts. They illuminate glimmers of lost treasure, fragments of our divine image. He is at work among us. When the mirror of this feast is held up, we see that we are surrounded by his saints. Some of them are here invisibly, still members of our communion, and some yet remain visible. Some are infant saints, and others are grown wise and beautiful. We depend upon their prayers. The Spirit animates us. knitting us together into one glorious body, holding fast to the head, Jesus Christ. In him we are lifted up to the Father. In him he draws all to himself. All Saints' Day shows us the purpose and destiny of this world, a mystery we tremble to unfold. Someday we will come out of the great tribulation. Then we will be who we are, and the blue fire of heaven will radiate out from our hearts. Our spiritual bodies will be living transparencies, refracting the love that inhabits us to one another. No boundary can be set for our progress into the infinite sea of the triune God. New prospects will continually rise like waves before us, leading us on to survey ever new and ever more glorious worlds of light. The fullness of our life will be the fullness of Jesus Christ, the unceasing joy of his feast, the gifts of his hands. So come and drink the festal wine of the King in the communion of his saints. Let his autumnal grace be your meat. Look into the mirror of this holy day and see not the pain of your inadequacies, but the promise of the Spirit, the promise which is placed in our hands, Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.